At Fanley this evening, today marks World Book Day, an occasion which aims to promote books and reading across every continent. Lydia O'Kane found out a little more.
Do you know your Austen from your Bronte, or perhaps your Dickens from your Orwell? Well, if you were thinking about reading just that bit more, the 1st of March is probably one of the best days of the year to get started. It's the 10th World Book Day. The day was designed by UNESCO as a worldwide celebration of books and reading and is marked in over 100 countries around the globe. It's a partnership of publishers, booksellers and interested parties who work together to promote books and reading for the personal enrichment and enjoyment of all. One of the main aims of World Book Day is to encourage children to explore the pleasures of books and reading by providing them with the opportunity to have a book of their own. Dr. Nick Hammond is a lecturer in literature at Cambridge University. He stressed the importance of books.
I think one can't underestimate the great importance of books and how one can actually not only learn about the past or about the present or about different cultures, but also I think it's through books that one can learn about oneself.
To mark the 10th anniversary of World Book Day, a survey was conducted in the UK to find the 10 books people just can't live without. Results reveal that Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice topped the list, with Tolkien's fantasy trilogy The Lord of the Rings coming in second. I'm Lydia O'Kane.